Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Open Book Besties. I'm Misty Walker.
And I'm Kay Webster.
And we are coming at you today to talk about websites.
Yes. So many authors, you know, it still blows my mind that they don't sell things from their website. And I really feel like they're leaving money on the table by not doing that.
For sure. So you didn't always sell from your website. I remember the time that you did not.
Mm-hmm.
What started you? Like, what was the moment that you were like, I've got to start doing that?
Well, I feel like that, you know, back then I didn't even know it was a thing, but whenever my books got banned and people couldn't buy them anywhere else, I realized if I want to sell these and get these to the readers, I have to do it. And so that kind of like forced me into selling it. But then once I realized, you know, I needed to do my banned books, I realized that people were there to buy like signed books of my non-banned books and like whatever other goodies that I had. So for me, it was like, you know,
out of necessity.
Yeah. But looking back, I wish someone would have just told me to do it anyway. You know, like I was forced into it. And so I had to scramble to get everything like ready. But had somebody said, this is what you need to do. And kind of like from the get-go, I could have done so much more and had things more organized. And if I had just done it like as a newbie author, you know?
Right. Yeah. Instead of having to throw it up like within 24 hours or whatever.
Right.
So a lot of authors, what they do is they have those Google forms that they open up once every, you know, however long. They collect all their orders, then they order their books, and then they ship them out, and that takes time. And it also is assuming that the reader has money at that moment mm-hmm. for those books.
Right.
And I think that makes you lose customers.
Right, right. And you're also putting more work on yourself because instead of, you know, getting a few book orders a day or a week or whatever, you're, you know, cramming hundreds of book orders on one run, like twice a year. And so like you're spending all week just doing nothing but processing just tons and tons and tons of book orders. And then you're also filling out invoices to send to people. And that stuff takes a long time to do. Whereas if you have it on your website, it's all like integrated through the plugins and they purchase it, pay the money. And then, you know, all you have to do is fulfill the order. So it's definitely better to sell them year round.
Yes. Yes. And so you use WordPress, right?
Right.
And then do you have like a professional add-on? Do you
I
know that Nicole works for.
Yeah, I have WooCommerce, which is my plugin that I use, and it integrates into PayPal or whatever. They like link up. And so like that's my platform or
that's your
plugin that I use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you use that one?
I don't. I use Wix.
Okay.
And then with a professional add-on. And I think it's like $49 a year to have that professional add-on to sell the books, but it more than pays for itself.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Like depending on whatever you're doing to get people to your website, sometimes you will do something that like gets a flood, like a TikTok that has a flood that is coming to your website. So, I mean, and then you're like inundated with like, you know, tons of sales and whatever you put into it is basically like paid for right then.
Yeah. I have built kind of my TikTok platform. I feel like I've kind of cornered myself into this because I started doing the pack and order with my videos because I saw like people, you know, making candles and filming it and packing orders or crystals. My kid is addicted to watching those like pack and order crystal videos. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would be really cool. I could do that. And right away it took off. I don't even know if these people read a lot of times. Like, I feel like, because it's not my typical normal readers that are ordering from me. It's
right.
It's people when my TikToks hit the For You page, mm-hmm. but then I have them and they come back.
Right.
And they're invested, you know, and they want the new book. They want, you know, whatever. So
Well, and I was going to say, what goes back to what you were saying about where people aren't ready to buy at that moment, if you're just opening up a Google form. Well, the good thing about when you sell from your website is you get a lot of repeat customers, and maybe every payday they're coming in to buy a book or two, you know? And so, like you said, they're coming back for more and on their own terms when they've got the money, and then they can spend it instead of, you know, okay, around Christmas time, I'm doing an order and, you know, try to come up with, you know, $100 for this bundle or whatever, you know? Right. So it works better, you know, for the readers, I think.
Yeah. And it's not easy.
No.
Like, it does take a lot of work and a lot of planning.
Right.
I still have not mastered the art of inventory.
Yeah.
I run out of paperbacks a lot, even when I'm positive that I have enough.
Right.
I still run out.
Right. And that is a good problem to have. I mean, that just shows that you're burning through your inventory because you're selling. And, you know, are you running ads for your website? No, it's all organic. Like mm-hmm. all of the stuff that you're getting that's driving to your website is organic. And that's because you're doing it. All you're doing is showing people what you have to offer. All they need to do is see that you have it and it's available for them, and then they want it. And there's no magic formula to it. It's just, you know, you've created your way of doing it. I've created my way of doing it. But the main takeaway for that is that we are telling people that we're doing it. Like, it's not just out there. I mean, we actively tell people. We've got signed books on our website. We've got, you know, pack an order with me or whatever. And so, you know, the more you do that and put it out there, the more people go, ooh, that looks cool. Ooh, I want that. Ooh, I like that swag. Ooh, I like that pin. Ooh, you know, I like her voice, and, you know, I want her to pack my order on, you know, a live TikTok.
Yeah. And then people will take videos or pictures of their orders and, you know, what they got in it. And, you know, that creates a buzz. People see that and they're like, oh yeah, I want that too. And
right. It's word of mouth, because I mean, that's the whole thing is very organic. And then the word of mouth is great because that's like the social proof. Like, I ordered, I got this. It came really fast. It was packaged really well. I got all these goodies. I'm so like in love with these. Then I read the books. They were amazing. I can't wait to order more. And then the friend is like, oh wow. Like, I know her. She's my friend. And she did this and she's so happy. Well, I want to be happy too, you know? And then they go buy it, you know? So it's very, I don't know. People are absolutely leaving money on the table if they don't do this.
Yeah, because the margin is much higher for you mm-hmm. when you're selling it yourself. Number one, you can set your own price point. You can choose how you want to do shipping, which how do you do? You do priority as well.
Right. Yeah, we do priority just because we like it to go really fast. And it's the easiest way for me because it's just one price, mm-hmm. whereas I don't have to measure and do all that stuff. I do know that people do that. Like, I think Willow Winters measures or her people measure or whatever for the different boxes. So it's something that it's all integrated with the little plugins and stuff that you can do. Like, it's a way to do it, but I just do the flat rate because it's easy.
Yeah, I do too. But I think we're actually going to be switching next week, not away from priority, but I am going to be changing the way that I'm pricing out shipping to free shipping mm-hmm. and then just upping the cost of my books a little bit mm-hmm. because I am too dumb to figure out how to make it charge the right shipping when I do bundles.
Right.
Maybe somebody can help me with that, because when you have a bundle, mm-hmm. you know, the things like, oh, that's one item,
right?
You know,
right. And that's exactly what I had to do. I had it before where I had different price points and I was running into the same thing. So I basically know that like if it's a bundle of six books, it's not going to fit in an envelope for me. So it's going to be in like a medium flat rate box, and that's going to charge me XYZ. So then I figure out, okay, well, this is the price of my bundle plus this, what the price will be with that inside of it. And then essentially it's free shipping. So people just, they love that. It's just one price and, you know, and then they get it in a couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah. People are always amazed by how fast we are.
Right. Well, and
but neither one of us like to have orders just sitting there. It kind of drives us nuts.
No. And I mean, I will have been like sick or with a migraine or whatever. And I'm like, okay, we still got to get these book orders out because A, I don't want them piling up. And B, that's my reputation, like as a good customer service person. Like I'm out there and I want people to talk about how fast it was. Like that fills my cup, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It does me too. You know, it's not just like for the readers. I don't just do this for the readers. I live for packing orders. I love making swag. I love, you know, putting new things in. I love that part of it.
This is more of like the personal side of it. Like, you know, when people buy your ebooks, you don't know who's out there buying your ebooks, but when somebody places an order on your website and they're like, oh, please make this to Queen Becky or whatever. And you're like, oh, Queen Becky, is it your birthday or whatever? You know, and it's like you feel connected to them because you're getting to see each individual customer. And, you know, and then when they order again, Queen Becky, it's like, oh, you know,
I remember you.
Queen Becky ordered again, you know, or whatever. And she got these stickers last time. Let's throw in these stickers because we remember that, you know, we don't want to give her the same ones or whatever. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just think I like that personalized thing. And that's part of what makes me enjoy it. Same thing as
I
you.
I do too. Maybe this isn't so much like everybody needs to do this. Maybe this is like a us problem because we just have like this, this need to be one-on-one with the reader in that way.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and some people don't, they get overwhelmed by the whole like post office thing and everything. And that's how I was in the beginning. Like I hated doing the orders because I was going to have to go to the post office. Well, then I figured out that I could do it through stamps.com. That's who I use. And they, you can tell them to come pick it up.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like life-changing for me. I mean, I went from hating it to being like, yes, let's get them over here to pick up.
I told you about that too. And you're like, I don't know. At first, I'm like, just have them. They come to your door. Yeah. Just have them come to your door. And you're like, I don't know. I think it's just easier if Holly goes and drops them off.
Yeah, Holly. Poor Holly. Yeah, once she started realizing that we could have them pick up, she was like, yes.
Yeah,
and I mean my post office people, they're really nice, so they never complain.
Yeah, I use Shippo, and I think you can schedule it through there, but I don't. I just go to the post USPS.com and schedule it there. But it's just so easy, and I think that you're right. It's so much easier to have a couple orders a day or a couple orders a week than it is to have 100 all at one time.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, and that's what I like about it is I'm just constantly doing it just a little bit here and there. And then, but then there's also ways that, you know, the thing I like about having sales on my website is, you know, like on Amazon, you've got to wait a couple months for your earnings, but literally you can go on TikTok and do a pack and order and all these people start buying all of these books and then boom, you've got a couple thousand dollars just sitting there waiting for you to do whatever. And of course, you know, you got to pay for your postage and your books and all that stuff, but it's like instant gratification to me, you know, like I get to see my money and I get to use it to turn around and buy more books or swag or whatever. And there's none of this hurry up and wait, like it's just there, you know?
Yeah.
And there's been times where I'm like, I really would like to get rid of some of these books. I'll do a sale. And then like, explode my website with sales. I know you've done that before when you've done a sale before, just explode your website and then you've got a zillion orders. And so I don't know, I just feel like there's like I have more control maybe over my earnings. I don't know.
You want control? That's so weird. That's so unlike you,
right?
What was I gonna say? I don't even know.
Well, last year, my website, now this is just
oh yeah, this is revenue. What I was gonna ask you.
Oh, it well, I was just gonna say it pulled in almost 100K in revenue. But, you know, I had to do shipping and the cost of the right. books and all of that. But still, that was a lot of money to be coming through my website for no advertising. That is all organic traffic. So, yeah. I mean, it's, and you know, same thing with you. You were saying that it's like right under Amazon, just barely on your earnings. And people don't realize it's like, this is a huge, like, income thing if you are ready to work it. I mean, you just have to set some systems in place because, you know, you've got to do it every couple of days or whatever, however you set it up. But I mean, it's, to me, I'm like, it's a no-brainer. Like, why wouldn't I want to make more money?
yeah it's like you can double your income or triple your income, you know, if you're doing it right, if you have enough books, if you can reach your customers, mm-hmm. your readers, then it's absolutely possible to do that.
Right.
Through just by selling paperbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Amazon and Barnes & Noble are notorious for just throwing your books inside of a box. And then you have all these books that are dinged up. And now I have a way to sell those too, because I put them up for a discount up on my website and they go like that.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah. And that is absolutely true. Like we collect them, all the dents and dings. And even if they're just a little bit dented, like I try to only send out like the creme de la creme to my readers who buy stuff, because I want them to like have this level of like high quality when they order from me. And so anything that's remotely like dinged or whatever, I stick in a pile, but I know I'm going to sell those. And you actually do a dent and scratch on your website. We do it differently because Holly will bundle them and then she goes into my group and sells them as bundles. And then she'll only have like 10 bundles because she'll do like 4 or 5 books or whatever in each one. And then she'll invoice those 10 people or whatever. But still, I mean, you're talking like, you know, get unload like 40 or 50 damaged books in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Holly, like Holly freaks out. She's like, literally those went in 5 minutes, Christy, like sold out. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so then I got rid of my, you know, of course they're at a discount for them. But then I got rid of my dinged books that I didn't think they were perfect, but these people just want to read the book. They don't need a perfect book. Like some people aren't just all about collecting and put it on a shelf. Like a lot of people actually read their paperbacks. So
weird.
You know, I know.
Do you read your paperbacks? You read your like self-help paperbacks.
Absolutely. Yes. And then I dog ear them. But as far as like, it's very rare that I will read a fiction book.
Paperback.
I will collect it and then listen to the audiobook or read the ebook. So
yeah, that's what I do. None of the books on my shelves have ever been like opened any more than seeing the signature page. Like that's
right.
It. And that's like the trend right now, right? Is having paperbacks and having a pretty shelf. And right. I mean, this, as much as like writing is our passion and we enjoy, you know, getting our stories out and stuff, it's still a business. And you have to have that business mind if you want to, you know, further your career.
Right.
So,
well, and then the thing about it is too, is like, you with the paperbacks, when you're selling them on your website, you know, with TikTok and stuff, people are so visual, and when they get it, it's like they can hold it up, they can show it, and it's like that kind of sells it for you for somebody else, because then they see the pretty cover, and I don't know, people also want that tangible thing in their hands. And so, you know, and then if you people don't realize that so many people go looking for the author's website first, mm-hmm. because maybe they don't all buy from Amazon, or maybe they, you know, maybe all your books are in Kindle Unlimited, but this person wants a paperback and they don't want to buy through Amazon and they want to go to your website, you know, and, or whatever. So it's like your website, you really have to like make it your hub so that if they wanted to buy the signed paperbacks from you, like so many people would rather buy it from the author straight than to go to Amazon or whatever and even pay a little bit more to get it from the author, because then they'll get the goodies and it's signed and it's just more special to them. So,
and it's smart to train your readers to go to your website.
Yeah.
Because if, God forbid, anything should happen like it did with you, and you don't have a way to sell your book, you've already got these readers trained to come to you first anyway.
Right.
So that just makes business sense as
well. Well, and we started, and I know people say don't do this or whatever. They always say, like, put all the links for all the books on your posts and stuff like that. Or you'll do like a book linker page or whatever. This, I just started linking to my product page.
And my, you sell ebooks as well.
Yeah. And so, and I have it'll go to the book, and then it'll have like Amazon, Barnes and Noble, blah, blah, blah. I have all the links there for them, little buttons. And then it'll also have signed paperback, audiobook. Like, I just put them all there. And that way, I don't know. I like
that's
the idea.
That's so super smart to train them to go to your website first.
Right. And then they can pick out wherever they want to go, but it's sending the traffic to my website. And if less people click that because they'd rather go to Amazon, well, that's just the risk I'm going to take. But like you said, most of my readers know that the good stuff's over on my website. So they want to go over there and check out and see what's going on. So.
And that helps your SEO too.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Getting traffic on there. That's smart. I think I'm going to start doing that. I didn't ever even think about that.
Yeah. So I just basically have like my, you know, book landing page, I guess. And it has all the stuff. And then if it is, the way mine's set up is if it is on Amazon, it'll even pull in the, like the preview. You can like see a preview on my website. So it'll have like everything that they could possibly want to know, all on the same page, and then it'll take them to the signed paperbacks or, you know, whatever. But I don't know, I just started doing that like recently and taking off all those other links and just doing it to my website, because I mean, I'd rather them go there and buy for me first.
That's
and eventually smart. I want to put all my ebooks up there. I've slowly been working on those, but eventually I want to add all of my ebooks that are not in Kindle Unlimited on my website so they can also.
So explain
there.
How that works. How does that work when you sell a digital copy of something?
Well, there's different ways. Some people do book funnel, so they'll like pay through your site and then it'll send them over to book funnel to download the book, and they have certain things to like protect against piracy and stuff like that. For me, the way I do it is I have it to where I have like a little thing in my website on the back end where I plug in the Mobi and the EPUB, which soon we won't need the Mobi because they're fixing to do away with those, but I'll plug in the EPUB, and then whenever they buy the book, it sends them an email with the files that they can send over to their device or open to their device. So my way is probably less protected against pirates, but I mean, quite frankly, everything's getting pirated anyway, so I feel like most people that are going to come to my website and buy it aren't doing it for pirating purposes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For and the people part. That are pirating had no intention of ever purchasing
right.
your book anyway.
And they know how to get it off of Amazon anyway. So it's kind of like, if they can pull it off Amazon and pirate it, then they can, you know, whatever. So I just figure I'm not going to worry about the pirates and just worry about my readers who are good, honest people. And one concern someone told me one time was like, well, how do you know that they're not just buying one book and sending it to all their friends? They don't do that. Like, I've had readers, like, I'll see multiple purchases of the same book. And I'm like, oh my gosh, so I'll email them and I'll say, I saw that you bought The Wild 4 times. I'll refund you those other 3 times. And they're like, no, those are for my friends. So, I mean, they literally are honest and go in there. And so that's why I don't let the fear of piracy, like, run my business, you know, because if I did, it would just make it a little bit more complicated to get the ebooks to the readers and stuff. So I just do it in the way that works for me, that's easiest for me. And, you know, it's those ebooks sell really well on my website. Like really well, like and like this month, I don't know who was talking about The Wild and The Free together at the same time, but I was selling those ebooks like hotcakes, like boom 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 boom. And it was when I was sick, So I was like, thank goodness, because I didn't have to process the book orders. Because, you know, every time PayPal dings me, it's like an order. And I'll think, okay, let's see what kind of order this is, you know. But these were all ebooks, so I didn't have to do anything. It was just straight passive income, you know, like I didn't have to do anything and it just sent it out. Now, occasionally we have somebody that doesn't know how to get the ebook to their device.
To their device, yeah.
But there is an email on my website that says, if you need help, you know, click here. And there's also instructions. A lot of times they try to do the instructions first. And then if they still can't figure it out, then they email us. And so there is a little bit of tech support compared to what, 5 years ago when The Wild came out. It's like 0.01%.
That was so funny.
But that was
so funny.
You remember, like, I was inundated with tech support because we were like, that was like the pioneer days. Like we were just figuring out how to do this and nobody was tech savvy like they are now. Everybody's tech savvy now, but back then, just 5 years ago, nobody knew what to do.
It was so like, we had to like tag team it because there were so many people that couldn't figure out how to get it onto their device.
But we, like you said, we trained them and then they trained each other and then they trained each other. And now everybody pretty much knows how to. And then like places like Eden Books came along, who also sold this way, and then they trained their readers too, so it was kind of like a ripple effect. And so now if somebody gets confused and they post it in a group and says, I bought this ebook from Kay Webster and I can't get it, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out, then like 27 people will pop in and go, all you got to do is this, or PM me and I'll help you or whatever. And I don't even really have to be the tech support so much anymore. And I've even taught Holly how to be tech support, which is way outside of her wheelhouse, like this kind of stuff, but I've even taught her how to do it so she can field some of those inquiries that come along. So but it's worth it
someday when I'm not chained to Kindle Unlimited.
I feel like you're making I mean, you're already seeing
getting
that
there.
You're already seeing that you can sell from your website and it competes with Amazon, so it's kind of like, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And randomly, I had a whole bunch of sales on Barnes and Noble. Like, they're usually just kind of like a little amount for me. And I did really well this month. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know where y'all came from, but thank you. I know where they came from. TikTok.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, for sure. I just barely got all of my biker books up on Barnes and Noble. And I was so happy to see them up there. Like, you could, you know, just to search for them and have them there. It felt pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I just got them all up on the Ingram Sparks too. So.
Yeah. And see, now you could take your, you know, go to Birdie's Biker on your website and you've got your little Amazon link, but now you can also do a Barnes and Noble link. Even though it just goes to the paperback, you could still have that link on there because someone might be like, oh, I like Barnes and Noble, let me go over there. And then they can click over it and buy the paperback.
Yeah. So. Yep. I was pretty excited. Someday my ebooks will be there too.
One day. Well, mine are, I mean, I still, besides my band books, I think I've only got one up so far. I think I have Apartment 2B. That's it. That's all I got. That's like my non-band book. Yeah, but I've sold it. So people actually, I mean, it's not, they're not just there for the band books. They will also buy the other books too. So I just, it just takes a long time for me because I have such a giant backlist that, you know, I'm slowly having Holly like update all these things, but it just takes me a while. That's what I'm saying. If someone would start off, so say they're like a baby author and they've got this first book coming out, or they've got like two or three books under their belt, it's like, now is the time to really just start building that before it's too overwhelming. Because if it's too overwhelming, then you just keep putting it off. Like, I don't want to deal with it. It's too much. It takes too much time. But if you start with one book or three books, it's like, okay, I'm going to go and make sure that all the paperbacks are set up and I've, you know, whatever. And another thing I was going to tell you, because I was just thinking about this, but you and I both do this, and it's bundles. We sell bundles. And and what that is we take not just a series. So like, you could take your RBMC series, like all five books. Yeah, I got them here. And put them as like a bundle for, you know, one price for all of them, and maybe like a little bit of a discount or whatever. And then people love those, and it doesn't have to just be a series. Like, I've got like a gay romance bundle, so it's like all my gay romances in one bundle. Or I've got, oh, that's our little timer. Or I've got just, you know, all kinds of different bundles that I do, like a banned romance bundle or a forbidden romance bundle or whatever. And people buy that forbidden romance bundle the most. Like,
yeah,
you know, they see forbidden, they're like, ooh, I want that, you know, and it's 4 books and, you know, they just go get it. And that's just another product to sell. So you've got, you know, the wild. Okay, that's a product. You've got the free. That's a product. You've got hail. You've got like dragonflies. But then you also have this product, which is all four of these together. And then you've got the wild and the free together. That's a little bundle. That's another product. So you've got like all these different options, variations to sell. And people respond differently to different variations. So
Yeah. I sell the most. The number one thing that I sell is my biker bundle, which is 5 books. Whereas if they were separate, I don't know how many people would go through and buy all 5. So it just makes sense to do those bundles, and they just work so well. And
well, people love bundles, and plus they like the idea of having it all in one spot. And it's just like, okay, I don't have to search around for all the books. Right. And this, I can see that this is all of them, and they go together. This is a set. That's what I want. I want the set. I want the complete set. And so, yeah, I've got some that, you know, that surprises me. Like my Taboo Treats has got like 13 or 14 books, and it's, you know, it's a couple $100 for this, and people buy the whole bundle, and I'm always like, ooh, you know, like until I have to sign them, and then I'm like, oh.
Exactly. That's so funny. Well, I think we were cutting it a little short today, and we were gone for a while.
I know, but we'll be back on schedule soon.
We will be back on schedule now. I think now that like kids are going back to school, I'm not going to be jetting off to wherever all the time.
All of your vacations, right?
Yeah. Listen, I set out to make the most of my summer, and damn it, I did it.
I know. So, I'm proud of you. You did a good job.
I was really proud of myself. I managed to stay mostly away from work. I took a break from writing, and it was so needed. And now that I'm back, I feel like I can conquer the world. I just needed that little break.
You totally did.
So we have like 6 minutes.
Okay.
What are you reading?
Okay. So
you just went on a Misty Walker spree is what you just did.
So I brought these over here so that everybody could see them. But your series has these 5 books, which is Birdie's Biker, Truly's Biker. I got them backwards. Bexley's Biker, Riley's Biker, and Petra's Bikers. And I'd read the first 3 like a long time ago, and then I got behind because I was reading all this nonfiction stuff. And then my friend Aaron was like, oh, Misty this, Misty this, Misty this. And I was like, Misty's my best friend. You can't talk about her books and I don't even know what you're talking about. So I made it my mission to get on there and read your books so that I could go get back into number one BFF status. So, but of course, also they're really good. So Riley's Biker, I absolutely loved this book, and it was just cute. It was just like you call that like a single mom romance or a secret baby. Anyway, it was
secret
really
baby,
cute.
A little really stalkery.
Yes, I love the stalker aspect. It was so good. And then the one that I just read last week was Petra's Bikers, and I loved this one. It was MF, and it was filthy and dark, and I just loved seeing all the other bikers and like, you know, seeing like Loki and just all of them. Yeah. And I love the suspense. Like, that's my favorite. That's what I was telling you. My favorite part of your biker books is, yes, they're super hot, but like, I love the story. Like, it's always something dark, and it's just like very suspenseful and layered, and just like, I don't know, you're like, what's happening, you know? And so I gobbled these books up, and now I'm in the middle of reading Crow's Scorn. I don't have the paperback, just saying. But when someone sends it to me, I'm going to add it to my shelf. But it's good so far. I'm about like 4 or 5 chapters in. I haven't gotten too far in it, but so far it's really good. Like I'm loving it. And then after I finish that, you're going to have to hurry and give me another book because I'll be caught up and I will be the super BFF.
Yeah, you will.
Oh, and then one other book that I'm reading really quick. I know we're running out of time, but it's called Chill and Prosper by Denise Duffield Thomas. And I'm actually listening to the audiobook, and it used to be called Chillpreneur, but she added a bunch of case studies and all this stuff. And this is the new one that came out. And so I'm listening to the new one and the new information. And it's so helpful for anybody that's trying to be like a relaxed entrepreneur, which that's basically how we are. And she basically talks about how, like, you know, you can be successful and not be like killing yourself to do it. So anyway, that's all. Now your time. Nice. I had to talk fast.
Did we talk about Morning Glory Milking Farm on last time? I know, that's my entire personality, that book. I'm telling you, like, look, I have one sticker on my thing, and it's the Morning Glory Milking Farm sticker. I'm obsessed. So I read Sweet Berries, which is the second book, and now I'm reading The Teacher of Nothing. And I'm like maybe 25% into it. And it is so good. And I realized it's just been so long since I've read a book from you. Mm-hmm. And then I opened it up and I started reading, and I'm like, it's like my happy place. I felt all warm and fuzzy, like, yes, this is what I've been missing in my life, like flipping pages, rapid fire. Aww. So good. I can't wait for this book to come out because your readers are going to freak out. They're going to be so excited. So I'm eyeball reading that one. Mm-hmm. And then I can't even go through all my audiobooks because it will take a year, because I've been so like traveling and stuff and doing nothing but listening to audiobooks. I went through like Vi Keeland, and I did some re-listens, and I listened to Tessa Bailey. I listened to Ava Harrison, Sarah Kate. You've heard about her? Yeah. Salacious. Mm-hmm. So good.
I love those covers.
Oh, good. So I'm in the middle of Give Me More. I'm in the middle of God of Malice by Rena Kent. Mm-hmm. But I took a break from both of those to, you know, Stacia Black. Mm-hmm. Is it Stacia Black?
Mm-hmm.
She writes all of those like short little dirty, you know, just like smut. Like it's just filth. But sometimes I need like a break with that. Right. So I took a little break to plow through a couple of her audios, and we'll see what I listen to next.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We've been busy.
We have been busy. Really busy. So we will be back in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Back on schedule. Get ready to hear from us.
On more time. Regularly.
And see you in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening, guys. Remember to subscribe, comment. Like,
no,
do all of the things,
right?
Feed our ego, because we sometimes feel like we're doing this for us,
right? We kind of are.
We kind of are, actually. Yeah. Even if no one listened to, we'd probably still be here. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.